The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Oh, love the music. Welcome to Biz Solutions, sponsored by Card Solutions International. I'm Jay, one of your hosts. So if you're a small business or you know a small business owner, be sure to tune in to our program every Monday at 3:30.
Good afternoon. I'm Donna, the other host of Biz Solutions. When we were approached about doing this show, we thought about what direction we wanted to take the show in. We decided that the goal of Biz Solutions will be to share with you from our own work experience various ways to make your company more profitable by increasing sales, decreasing costs, and projecting an image of a much larger corporation.
Through the weeks, we'll discuss such topics as small business management, how to operate an internet business as a small business owner, how to compete with larger corporations, the importance of networking, the advantages of credit card processing for your business, and many more topics over time.
Throughout our show, please feel free to either call into the show at 561-340-1490 with any of your questions or comments, or please feel free to join in the chat room. The chat room will be monitored throughout the show.
Remember, you can always contact Donna or myself through Card Solutions International at toll-free 800-530-2440. You can email us at info@cardsolutions.us or visit our website at www.cardsolutions.us. We have our show monitor, Peter, with us today. So, Peter.
Hi, how are you?
Doing okay.
Good. Glad to see the both of you.
Thank you.
I'm actually very interested. I'm interested to hear about Biz Solutions and the topics you're going to talk to. But what I would like to know is, Jay, what's some of your professional background and expertise?
Well, glad you asked, Peter. Since we're giving out some information here, obviously people want to hear experts. And I can't say I'm an expert in all the topics out there, but I do have a lot of expertise in small business management. I've owned a chain of retail stores, a chain of record stores, a distributorship, and I've got an MBA in business management. And I've also taught on the college level business management, organizational theory, accounting, and so on. And with all this experience in numerous different types of companies, I think I'm able to help the small business person out with some of the information that they might be looking for. And that's basically the goal of our show, is to help the small business person to medium-sized business person increase their bottom line.
All right. And Donna, you've got expertise, too.
My expertise is on the other side of business. I graduated from Indiana University with a bachelor's degree in sociology, same as underwater basket
weaving. You're a Hoosier.
I'm a Hoosier.
All right.
In fact, I was there when Bobby Knight had the perfect season.
All right.
So, yes, I am definitely
a memory.
Hoosier. Yes. When I got out of college, I actually wanted to take the direction of social work. Didn't have the funds to go back to school full time. Went and got a part-time job in retail, and 30-plus years later, that's where I was. I started out managing my own store. We were the first discount store in the Midwest, mm-hmm. where you were still cutting the labels out of those Levi jeans. I moved up. I was a merchandise manager for Target stores, helped the conversion in Indianapolis to Target. I then became a district manager for mother care stores, maternity stores, and I worked Kentucky, Indiana, and Ohio. And from there, I was literally stolen away by the old Ben Franklin stores. I don't know if you remember Ben Franklin.
I heard stories about him.
Well, I had several 5 and 10 cent stores under me, as well as their new concept, which were the craft stores. I started out with probably about 24 stores, and 7 years later, I was working with 72 franchises. I basically worked as a retail advisor. That became a perfect blend when Jay and I opened our business, Card Solutions International, because I was able to put my retail hat on and really help the small businesses that I was dealing with on the credit card processing side.
Actually, that's what I was just going to ask. The two of you seem to, it seems like a good marriage. Basically, your expertise is in the merchandising, the marketing end of it, and yours is like in the operational end.
Operations and administrative. Sure.
All right. So with all this experience that you've both had over the years, how did you decide to get into the credit card processing?
Well, maybe I could start then.
It was kind of a surprise to me, so I'll let him do that one.
It was a surprise to all of us, actually. I was VP of finance for a manufacturing company, a metal manufacturing company in Louisville, Kentucky. And this was about 16 years ago or so. And we were looking at trying to accept credit cards, actually the government impact card, from our U.S. government contracted accounts. Called around, the banks were not able to do this. Called some private companies, they weren't able to do it. And then I found some other company online, a credit card processor, who did happen to work with a small business. And this happened to be a medium-sized business I was working at the time, sales in excess of $25 million. But, I found this other company, and I asked for the sales rep to come by so I can talk to him. Well, it just so happened there wasn't a sales rep in Ohio, in Kentucky, in Tennessee, in Indiana, or in Alabama, and I had to talk to somebody.
And I bet they said they were a national company.
Oh, yeah, of course. I had to talk to somebody out of southern Florida, as a matter of fact. So I did call them, and we figured out how to get our company set up to be able to accept these government impact cards for some of our small accounts. And so I said, well, how come you guys don't have a sales rep in a six-state area around here? And basically there was no answer, except they said, hey, I'm looking for one. I said, oh, well, that's interesting. I know this gal, Donna, who happens to be in between jobs at this point in time, and she does have a great sales background, and maybe you can contact her. And I got the guy's phone number, and I had Donna contact him, and he contacted Donna back. They ended up setting up an appointment, and you could take it from there.
Basically, I had just left Ben Franklin Stores. Unfortunately, after 118 years, their CEO brought them to their knees, and I kind of saw the writing on the wall, knew it was time to leave. So I actually had taken a couple months off from work, first time in all my life. And I made an appointment, and I actually had to come down to Florida to train. And every night when I was training, I was calling Jay back at home and explaining to him what it was all about and what I was learning and how it was a great tie for me. And this went on for a week, and he kept on asking more and more detailed questions as I was training. I thought this was really strange, but okay, he's taking an interest.
Now, did you call him from the beach while he was shoveling the snow? Or?
I wish I could have been doing that. It was warm there. When he picked me up at the airport, I get off the plane. He picks me up at the gate. He goes, what would you think if we went into business together? And I'm like, what kind of business? Well, I just happened to have just bought the agency, and we're going to be credit card processors.
Now, that was 15 years ago?
It was actually
16, 16 years
yeah.
ago.
But he, we literally, within 1 week, both dropped out of the corporate world, gave up corporate benefits, gave up corporate pay, the whole nine yards.
Corporate cards. Cars.
I had corporate cars.
Yeah, right.
And started our own business.
All right. So that was 16 years ago. neither of you have killed each other yet, so I guess the working relationship is...
We almost did our first month.
All right. Well, okay, it's now tough. It's 16 years later. How has Card Solutions International evolved from that time?
Let me take this from here, Donna. 16 years ago, basically, the only ones who were available to do credit card processing at the time were banks. And the bank sold you a machine or leased it at some high monthly rate for 4 years that you can't get out of. And I said, hey, you know, this just doesn't seem right at this point in time. You know, maybe we can make this thing a little bit easier. Maybe we can go in a different direction. So we decided to ride the wave, and we got online, excuse me, with the processor that we were currently set up for, and we got set up for internet processing. We happened to be the very first CyberCash agency out in the country on a beta test to set up businesses in order to accept credit cards over the internet.
And it was in those days you actually had to take a test to make sure that you qualified to even do internet processing. They don't do that anymore, unfortunately.
Being that you knew how the internet worked?
The internet worked. We had to take courses in e-commerce, and you know it was all through our processor,
right.
But how to actually process credit cards, how gateways worked,
right.
How they were going to relate to the merchants and so forth. And where our opportunity was, banks weren't going to touch it. If you weren't an open-door business, if you hadn't owned your business for 2 years, you weren't getting credit card processing,
right.
Period.
Right.
So it was a great door for us. Jay and I went out to all the area banks, and we partnered with them because they would have to turn down these merchants because
right.
they couldn't qualify with them, and they don't want to lose their banking relationship. So we would take over for them basically as an arm of their bank. We preserved their account, but then we got the merchant account.
Now, if I can interrupt you for the listeners to understand why they should listen to your show every week now at 3:30, is you just proved a point that you have a head on your shoulders that you can think. There are people out there that go into business and don't realize, you know what, the banks have a plethora of businesses that they cannot. You're not taking business away from the bank. It's business they're turning away. There are other companies, you know, there are in other industries people in business that can actually form an alliance with the company and take, not steal their customers, take the customers that they don't want.
Yeah, that's correct, especially right now. If you don't have a dollar in collateral, you're not going to get a dollar's worth of credit.
Right.
Banks are really giving it a hard time, and the Federal Reserve and so on, but I don't want to get into that at this point
okay.
in time.
Well, what I wanted to ask you, other than the fact that you teamed up with the banks and took mm-hmm. the ones that couldn't meet their criteria, is there anything else that sets you apart from the banks and other processors?
Absolutely. If you, and it's nothing against the banks, it's the way their programs are set
right,
up.
Right.
But if you get a merchant account through a bank, don't go into your bank and speak to your teller if you have questions.
Right.
If you have problems, issues, they don't know merchant services. Even your biggest banks, they work out of central places that you know, the offices in Pennsylvania or whatever, and you have to call an 800 number.
Customer services.
Yeah,
in
where they
India.
Sit with the book and just a minute, let me find your answer.
Right.
With our agency, I would say, what would you say, Jay? Probably 70% of our merchants call us. We handle their merchant services problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very unusual. Now, can they use the toll-free number with our processor? Of course. 24/7. They have a toll-free number and access. But during working hours, even on weekends, because we monitor our phones, they can get a hold of us. They don't have time, if they're running their business, to go chase down a transaction or find out why they got this return, whatever. We actually monitor emails up until 2 o'clock in the morning. That would be Jay, not me.
I'm a night owl.
And so we're always accessible.
That's why you don't do morning meetings.
I don't do morning
right.
meetings.
Okay. Because he's up until 2 or 3 on the internet.
Not at all.
But you're just not going to find that in this day and age in
and
a company.
You know what? You're 100% right. As a businessman, people that speaks with business, one of the biggest complaints I have is customer service. just the follow-up and the fact that you're there for your clients, for your customers, is right. extremely important.
An interesting situation came up this morning. We had a merchant who called us and said...
A sizable merchant,
doing hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in credit card processing. They called us. Apparently, the controller was not in the morning, and basically she said, I'm filling in for, I won't mention the lady's name, I can't get the credit card terminal to work. It's not working. I said, okay, what seems to be the problem? She said, it's not working. I said, is the light on the terminal? And she said, no. I said, well, first off, check to make sure that it's plugged in. So she looked down at the line, and she said, yeah, it's plugged in. And I said, well, you see on that terminal, on one of the buttons on the left-hand side, it says on-off. Just hold that down for like 2 seconds and let it go and tell me what you get. Well, she held it down, and there it was. It came on, and it was just as simple as that.
Powering it up, right?
She probably would have waited on hold for 10 to 15 minutes with one of these other merchants.
And then been
services.
On for a half hour.
Oh, because they would have put them through the testing.
Yeah.
The
oh, right.
By the way,
they wouldn't keep
the
simple thing
broken.
As the first question exactly. It would be.
Exactly.
I thought he was actually going to tell the story of we have a major company, national
yes.
company. And I got a call. It was a courtesy call from the processor that their funding hadn't gone through, and it said there was no money in their checking account.
Oh, wonderful.
And, of course, I panicked. But because they didn't have – because we were there, I immediately got in touch with my contact at the company. We got it solved. Someone took the deposit home in her purse and didn't realize it. And we got the problem taken care of.
In 3 minutes.
it took about 3 minutes. Yeah. And, see, that's not going to happen when you're working with these toll-free – merchant services that are off somewhere in oblivion, you know, in another state.
Right.
Now, people are going to ask, well, you know, you give this personal service, your rates probably are sky high or you're charging more. And no, that's not the case at all. As a matter of fact, we're on an even platform, playing on the same platform as everybody else, all the banks, all the stores, except for maybe Walmart. But, you know, we'll get into that in a little bit later. As a matter of fact, I think that's our next topic.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. The interesting thing will be following your conversations in the show and learning. I know, myself included, a lot of businesses have a lot of misconception as far as credit card processing. And the fact that, you know, entails more than just accepting a credit card, that, you know, gift cards are involved in that and there's a lot more to it than there used to be. Needless to say, I'm going to be listening to the show.
Well, okay, before we close the show, I do have a tip of the week. And this week's tip is to all small to medium-sized businesses that you need to make sure that your company has updated their licenses with the Secretary of State in your state. Mm-hmm. Don't let it expire. And the reason is because your customers might want to check you out, and unless you're current on your state fees, sometimes the state secretary of state's office will show online that you're non-compliant or out of business. Many states allow you to renew these licenses online just by using your credit card.
Our next topic next Monday will be the only overhead that will actually make you money. We'll explain all the programs and options available to a small business when it comes to collecting money from your customers and clients.
All right. Well, personally, I want to thank Credit Card. It's Card Solutions International, and and it's all about credit cards. I know that. I want to thank them for sponsoring Biz Solutions. I think it's going to be a great show. I think it's going to be very informative.
Okay, have a great week.
Go out and make business happen.
All right.
I believe we always survive. Now I'm not so sure you're waiting to hear one good reason to try. But what more can I say? What's left to provide? Thank you.
I'm here with Jay and Donna from Card Solutions International.
Hi, Peter. Did you enjoy the show?
I did. I enjoyed it very much. You know, as a businessman, I found it to be very informative. But what I would like to know is a little bit more about Card Solutions. What is it that you do?
Well, glad you asked. Basically, we set up businesses to accept credit cards from their customers and clients. And those people can contact us at 800-530-2440 or email us at info@cardsolutions.us.
Do you only work with certain types of businesses?
Actually, Card Solutions International has specialized in small and medium-sized businesses. We found our niche has been mail order, telephone order, internet, home-based businesses, and open-door retail stores. But you can always find information on the programs that we offer at Card Solutions International at our website at www.cardsolutions.us. You can contact us by email at info@cardsolutions.us or call our toll-free number at 800-530-2440.
So how can you be sure that you'll save most businesses money?
That's a great question, Peter. Unlike a lot of other banks and processors, we have a cost-plus program which normally benefits most merchants. Donna, can you explain a little bit more in detail?
Sure. Basically, due to our years of experience in the industry, we're able to work directly off of what is known as Visa MasterCard interchange. What that means to small businesses is you don't have to be a Macy's or Walmart in order to qualify for our Cost Plus program. What Cost Plus program is that the merchant is going to pay the true cost of the card that they accept plus a small percentage, versus paying all of the traditional processing fees. But to find more information on our Cost Plus program, all you have to do is call us at our toll-free number, 800-530-2440.
Well, tell me a little bit about the experience that you have in the industry.
Well, Peter, both Donna and I are college degreed individuals who have been in the business environment as small business operators and owners for way over 30 years each. And our insight will provide you and the listeners with invaluable information from the administrative side of their business to operations and also marketing and merchandising. As a matter of fact, for the past 15 years, we've been advising clients about credit card processing, check guarantee, accepting loyalty cards, issuing gift cards, equipment, software, and so on to process debit and credit cards either in person or through the internet.
Peter, Jay, and I were actually one of the few beta agencies for the first ever internet gateway, CyberCash, and the well-known AuthorizedNet gateway. And Card Solutions International continues to lead the industry in the e-commerce field.
So if I was smart, I would contact you and review my merchant account, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, how would I get in touch with you again?
You can visit our website, www.cardsolutions.us. You can email us at info@cardsolutions.us or call us on our toll-free number, 800-530-2440.
Well, Peter, thanks for your interest in saving yourself and other businesses money. And again, let me remind them to contact us at cardsolutions.us is our website. Of course, begin that, www.cardsolutions.us. Our toll-free number is 800-530-2440 or email us at info@cardsolutions.us.